We are looking at a 50-million-year-old ginkgo leaf. The ginkgo is a tree, and a very ancient one, and I am now showing you a fossilized leaf from that tree. I am showing you the fossil in my hand in all its detail, inshallah. This fossil has the following property. It is a tree that the famous Turkish evolutionist Ali Demirsoy has discussed and made programs about on Turkish National Television, TRT. He says that the ginkgo biloba is one of the first trees to have come into existence, but he also claims that it later evolved and turned into other trees. But the ginkgo biloba is still living on Earth today, albeit in small numbers. And when we look at photographs of present-day specimens, when we look at their leaves in detail, we see all the same things in them as in the 50-million-year-old leaf fossil I'm holding, although fossil leaves dating back 200 or even 270 million years can also be found. There has been no change in them, no evolution. Therefore, the myth of evolution espoused by evolutionists, no matter who they may be, is not supported by the fossil record. The main source of reference on the internet is Wikipedia. Today, a three-year-old, or any child more or less able to read and write, can visit Wikipedia when he logs on. It is a reference source that is very easy to access. And when you look ginkgo up on it, it tells you that the ginkgo came into being 270 million years ago. In other words, that is when it was first seen. It then says that it was last observed in the Pliocene period, 2.5 to 3.5 million years ago. It concludes by saying that it suddenly disappeared. So where has it survived? It says it has survived in China and a few small areas of Britain. So why do you say then that it has disappeared? On the basis of the fossils. So why do you not say it has also come into being suddenly? Because that is also a fact indicated by fossils. Perhaps it is because it does not suit your purpose, that's why. I'm speaking about the evolutionists here. In other words, when they look at the fossil record, it is quite possible to talk about it suddenly disappearing because we do see it suddenly disappearing in the fossil record. But we also see it appear there suddenly as well. No matter what a fossil may be, Cambrian life forms from 540 million years ago all came into being in a single moment. The first dinosaur species, 290 million years ago, also came into being in a single moment. The first mammals came into being in a single moment, 160 million years ago. All living things appeared suddenly when they first emerged into the stage of life. Stephen Jay Gould wrote about this sudden appearance in a book. He also wrote about how living species never changed in any way. At that point, the famous Darwinist Richard Dawkins accused him of making things difficult for them and providing creationists with evidence. But the truth will always overcome falsehood, and that also applies to evolution. Of course, there are still life forms that suddenly disappear and become extinct, but paleontology and millions of fossils also tell us that all living things came into being in a single moment by Allah saying, "Be."